Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. We are continuing our previous shiur, B'Siyata D'Shemaya. This is the second shiur in the Rambam, Perek Vov, Halacha Gimel, in Hilchos Malachim. In the first shiur, we saw that the Yesod of Chilul Hashem is that it brings to a zilzul, it brings to a disgracing, a devaluing of the value of Hashem. So God's name is called on the Jewish people, and when Jews act in ways that are not appropriate, so that causes a chilul for his shame. Ki shemenu karasel b'shmecha, like we say in the piyut. So that's betamtzis shebetamtzis was mahab gelernt in the previous shir, and it all began with Bereishis bara Elokim. It all began with va'asel l'shakel b'vrisa. We're not allowed to renege on the peace treaty that we make. And the Rabba says it's al tzchil Hashem. That's how we got here to chil Hashem. Halchas malachim, chil Hashem is a yisod, is a chesed yatari dika naisei. So the answer is that reneging on the covenant that we made is a chil Hashem. That's why we're talking about chil Hashem. As anachshav anachom amshichim ala ve. אנחנו צריכים לבאר בדיני גימל עבירות ופרהסיה. רמב"ם כותב בפרקי מיסודי התורה, באמת אנחנו חוזרים ליסודי התורה, שזה ההתחלה, שזה תמיד צריך לחזור ליסודות, על זה בנוי הכל. כל בית ישראל מצווים על קידוש השם הגדול הזה, שנאמר ונקדשתי בתוך בני ישראל. ומוסרים שלא לחללו, שנאמר ולא תחללו את שם קודשי. כיצד? כשיעמוד אקום וינוס את ישראל לעבור על אחת מכל מצוות האמורות בתורה, או יהרגנו, יעבור ואל יהרג. שנאמר במצוות אשר יעשה האדם בחי בהם. Rambam says all Jewish people are commanded about Kiddush Hashem, sanctifying God's great name, v'nikdashti b'soch b'nei Yisrael, and we're commanded not to be mechalil, not to violate, God forbid, not to desecrate, God forbid, the name of Hashem. How is that? When a goy comes and he forces a Jew to transgress one of the mitzvahs in the Torah, or he will be killed, the goy says, or I'll kill you, so the person should be over on the Avera, and not be killed, because we have mitzvahs, we're supposed to live by the mitzvahs. That's Halacha Aleph. Halacha Aleph tells us we're commanded on Kiddush Hashem, on Chil Hashem. If the guy tells us to do one of the Astamin Avera in the Torah, or die, we're supposed to do the Avera and make sure that we remain alive. Kosh Baruch Hu wants us to be alive. We're a religion of life. Halacha Beis, writes the Rambam, באמת דבורים אמורים בשאר מצוות. זה מדובר בשאר מצוות. חוץ מעבודת כוכבים וגילוי עריות ושפיכות סדומים. Except for the big three, the cardinal three sins are different. Idolatry, sexual immorality, and the spilling of domim, of blood. Not dummy money. Spilling money is not one of the three cardinal sins. Aval, there's some people who love their money so much you would think it might. It is, but no, it's really not. Aval shalosh averot elu im yomar chulei yihareg ve'al yavor. Zat omeret, im yesh lanu brera, if to be do the avera, or to die, either do the avera. Or if we don't want to do the Avera, we have to die, then we should die. If we're dealing with the big three, the three cardinal sins, one should die rather than be over the Avera. Yehareg v'al yavor. Mashiach HaRambam, avalim netkaven lahaviro al mitzvot bilvad, imi abeino lebein atzmo ve'in sham asra miYisrael, yavor v'al yehareg. ואם אנסו להעבירו בעשרה מישראל, יהרג ואל יעבור. ואפילו לא נתכוון להעבירו אלא במצווה משאר המצוות בלבד. זאת אומרת, גם בשאר המצוות, there are instances where one has to die. And that is if one is in public, in front of 10 Jews, and the guy's intention is that the Jew should transgress this, do this Avera. He wants the Jew to do Dafka, do the Avera. So that would be a Chil Hashem. If one follows the guy, does the Avera, and it's not for the guy's own benefit, it's he wants him to do Dafka against the Torah. So in such an instance, he should die rather than be over the Avera, if he's Befarhesia. So you die, one dies for the big three, even Bitsina, and for other mitzvahs and Averis, or Averis, Befarhesia, if the Kavana is Lahaviro, Aladas. אז מבואר מדברי הרמב״ם שדין יהרג ואל יעבור בגימל עבירות החמורות מדין קידוש השם. זאת אומרת, מהרמב״ם רואים that to die rather than transgress the three cardinal sins is a din in קידוש השם. And when he doesn't do it, then he's over on חיל השם. And this the Rambam writes in Halacha Dalet, כל מי שנאמר בו יהרג ואל יעבור, ויעבר ולא נהרג, הרי זה מחלל את השם. If one is supposed to die and not transgress, and he transgressed and he didn't die, it's a chil Hashem. And if there are 10 Jews there, says the Rambam, ואם היה בעשור מישראל, הרי זה חילל את השם ברבים. וביטל מצווס עשי שהוא קידוש השם. ועובר הלויס עשי שהוא חיל להשם. If there are 10 Jews there, then he's מחל את השם ברבים, he's מבטל המצווס עשי of קידוש השם, and he's over in a lois עשי of חיל להשם. And the sig in the Gemara, in Erev in Ein Dalet, we learn the din of Yehorek Val Yavol, when it comes to Avodah Zarah, from the Pasuk of B'chol Nafshecha. Shfichus Domim, we learn from a Svare. What's the Svare? Who says, your blood is red, or maybe the other guy's blood is red. The other fellow's blood is red. Therefore, one has to die rather than kill. And Gilei Arayos has learned the Hekesh to Shfichus Domim. Zeh HaMakor. Zeh Omeret, Shloshet HaAverot HaChamurot, לומדים יהרג ואל יעבור מהפסוק בכל נפשך, מהסברה, מהיחוזיס, ומההקש לשפיכוס דומים, ככה בגילוי העריות. אבל רבי ישמואל חולק על זה, רבי ישמואל holds that even the three cardinal sins, he is only obligated to die בפרהסיה. ונקדשתי בסויך בני ישראל, see there, see the Sigin of Rezara 27b and 54a. So you see that Kiddush and Chil Hashem, according to Rabbi Yishmael, is only in front of 10 people. And we don't hold like that. And our argument is that Rabbi Yishmael says that in private one doesn't have to die for the three cardinal sins. But Anan, the Gemara argues and says, no, you do have to die for the three cardinal sins. There is a din of Mesirus Nefesh. But now mitzad kiddush Hashem b'chil Hashem. But because of the other yalfusas, like we said before, the big three are learned from b'chol nafshecha as avodah zara, yifil notel as nafshecha, and shvichus domim is a svare, and agilei arayos is derived from shvichus domim. So that's not a kiddush Hashem d'kadin. That is a different source, a different derivation. So in a sense, we're agreeing with Rabbi Yishmael that there's no Kiddush and Chil Hashem in the big three per se. Only if it's in public, there's a Kiddush and Chil Hashem and Ikdashti B'Soich B'nei Yisrael. There has to be B'nei Yisrael there. Zeh Barur, Nachon? Nachon. Az Mikan Tester Aleinu Akushia, Az Eich HaRambam Kotev Lo Kacha, Harei Reinu BaRambam, SheHaRambam Posek, Rambam asa codificatia, like they like to say in Hebrew. The Rambam codifies the halacha of dying for the three cardinal sins. Alts kiddush and chilah Hashem. If he dies, he's makadish Hashem, and if he doesn't, then he's machalas Hashem. I was a neged Gemara. Lefi Gemara, b'shvil kiddush v'chilah Hashem tzarich hasore, tzarich hasara. צריך פרהסיה. אבל בשביל קידש וחיל להשם, אבל בשלושת העבירות החמורות, it's a different source בכלל, זה נדעו את קידש וחיל להשם. The big three עבירות are learned from different sources, not from קידש וחיל להשם. קידש וחיל להשם is only בפרהסיה. It's only בעשרה. So how does the Rambam say that no, that there's a din in קידש וחיל להשם by the Gimel עבירות, even בצינה. And the truth is, that the Lechem Mishnah already alluded to this problem in Halacha Dalet, and he distinguishes between the essay of Nikdashti, that's only with 10, and the Loisei of Loisei Chalalu, that's even without 10. And the Rambam only writes that with less than 10, one is over. Loisei Chalalu. But not the Kiddush Hashem. The Chil Hashem is taka less than 10. But the Kiddush Hashem is taka only with 10. And the Rambam only brings some losa chalalu when it comes to less than 10. So when the Rambam says that Aval shel shel aver selu im yom lo avor alachas meyom teharek, Yaharik Val Yavor, that's only because of Laisichalalu. There's only going to be a Chil Hashem because of Lo Sichalalu Hashem Kochi. But not Vinikdashti. So the Lashon Rama Halacha Dalet is Komishinambor Yavor Val Yaharik, Vinarik Velova Reza Mischaiv Benavsho. If somebody was told to be over and not to die, and he died, he wasn't over, he's mischayev ben hafsho, then he's doing a serious avera, he's liable for his life. If you're supposed to be over and not be killed, and he was killed and he wasn't over, don't be a super frum. B'chom mishenemar bo yarek v'al, it's not being frum. B'chom mishenemar bo yarek v'al yavur, v'nerek v'lova, areza kiddush es Hashem. B'maya ba'asara mi Yisrael, areza kiddush es Hashem b'rabbi. V'chomi shenamar b'herog v'yavo v'or v'lo nereg is a mechalas Hashem. V'im haya b'asar mi'yisrael or is a chilas Hashem b'rabim. So the way the Lechem Mishnah wants to learn it is, even though it's not mefurish in the Rambam, the Rambam is talking about Kiddush Hashem. The Rambam only means if there's 10, then it's a Kiddush Hashem. So the Rambam says, B'chom ishenemar b'yarg v'yav v'nerg v'lo v'reza kiddush es Hashem v'im par b'yisrael Yisrael reza kiddush es Hashem b'rabim. That's v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael. That's kiddush Hashem b'rabim. So the v'nikdashti b'soich b'nei Yisrael is only referring to 10. But the v'lo sechalalu, that's what the Rambam says further, k'om ishenemar b'yarg v'yav v'lo nerag v'reza mechal es Hashem is even less than 10. That's the way the Kesef Mishnah wants to learn. And the Pri Chodesh is Tameya, that we have not like that in the Gemara. In Avodah Zarah Nadalid, it's Mefurish that the Loisei Seh is also Beferhesia. Not only is the Asei Beferhesia, but the Losa Asei is also Beferhesia. So again, this flies then in the face of the Rambam, who seems to say that Bitsina, there's an essay and a los essay, and in the Gemara it's only Befarhesia. I will note that a cursory reading of the Rambam would not seem to indicate necessarily like the Lecha Mishnah says. אבל בכל זאת יש לנו קושי, שאפילו אם נאמר כמו הלכה משנה, זה נגד הגמרא. Because in the Gemara, it's not only that both Kiddush and Chil Hashem is only with 10. So how can the Rambam say, seemingly, that both Kiddush and Chil Hashem are even Betzina, when dealing with the three cardinal sins? So you look in the Turei Evan, the Sofa, Sifrei HaRambam, שמודפס החידושים שלו, מנחס חינוך מצווי סעדי וו, and the Sefer Or Gadol from the Gadol Miminsk in Simen Aleph. So in the Or Gadol he writes that the Yesod HaDin of Lo Sechalalu is going on where he's chayev lehareg velo neharag. When a person is supposed to be killed and he wasn't killed, then that's a chilul. That's a chilul Hashem. The chil Hashem is, the chil Hashem is when one is supposed to die and he doesn't. That's a chil Hashem. And Mimela in the Gimel Averis, there's a din of Yehareg Val Yavor from the Alfuses. So if he wasn't, then he's Mechalas Hashem. In other words, the Alfuses teach us that he's supposed to die. And once he's supposed to die, if he does not do so, then it's a chil Hashem. So that's how you get that it's a chil Hashem, even Bitsina. Because chil Hashem is defined as one having to die and not dying. And in the three Averis, one has to die, and if he doesn't, then he's over on Chil Hashem. Even though you're right, we learn from different Yalfusis, we don't learn from the Chil Hashem Pasuk, about the big three. But once you get in the big three that one has to die, Memela, it's included in Chil Hashem, because Chil Hashem is not dying, one is supposed to die. So that's according to that opinion. But according to Rabbi Yishmael, the less a din yaharg v'ayavor ele mishum chil Hashem. So for him, the din yaharg v'ayavor is only before Hesia, atz chil Hashem. He holds that there isn't a separate limud for Yehareg Val Yavor. The only issue with Yehareg Val, the only reason you have to Yehareg Val Yavor is because of Chil Hashem. And in Mela, it's only before Hesia. And the Sugyan of Vodazaran and Dalet Amar Aleph, that it's only before Hesia, is the Libud Rabbi Yishmael. So it's the Turei Evan. So again, we had a Kash in the Rambam. How can you say that Kiddush and Chil Hashem are even Bitsina? It's learned from a different Yalfusa. It's not learned from the Kiddush and Chil Hashem and Ikdashti B'Serech B'nei Yisrael, but rather from V'chol Mavshecha and the Svara and the Hekesh. So the answer is, once one derives, that says the Or Gadol, that one has to die, Chil Hashem is not dying, one is supposed to die. So if you have a source from anywhere, that one has to die and one doesn't, then Memeli is over in Chil Hashem. That's why it's Chil Hashem even B'tzina. According to the Rambam, B'Chil Hashem even B'tzina. That's why. And the Chor B'Lav Alchim Uchruch Kain. Otherwise, even before Hesia, why is it a Chil Hashem in the Gimel Averis Bila Hana Asim, if the guy does it for his own Hana? He forces Jew's own Hana. If he's forcing the Jew to do other Averis Lahana Asim before Hesia, it's not a Chil Hashem. Sanhedrin 74b, Rambam and Halacha Beis. So that's the Kashi Lechem de Shlomo. Why is it a Chil Hashem, the big three, Lana Asam, when it's not a Chil Hashem for the other Averis? What makes the big three a bigger Aver than what makes the big three a more Chil Hashem than the other Averis? We still see in the Gemara that a Ben Noach Betzina is allowed to be over on the big three because is this is only al tchil Hashem and goyim arv mitzuvin chil Hashem. So you see that it's not a chil Hashem, but sinah. When a guy does the big three bitsinah, it's not a chilah Hashem. Excuse me, let me correct myself. The Gemara asks, is a ben noach mitzvah al kiddush Hashem? And then the Gemara brings a raya from the pasuk in Malachim. There's a whole story there about Naaman, the commander of the army, the king of Aram, said to Elisha, "What can I do? My master goes down to bow down to Avodah Zarah and he leans on my hand, and I myself bow down." So he's forced to bow down to an idol. And then he said, "Go in peace." He didn't criticize him. V'misa lo lemale. And if B'nai Noach are mitzvah in Kiddush Hashem, he shouldn't have said to him, Lech the Shalom. So the Gemara says, no. Maybe there really are mitzvah in Kiddush Hashem, but habitzina b'frahesia, that would only be b'frahesia, but not b'tzina. But sin, it's okay. The Avodah Zarah is okay. Maybe they are mitzvah Kiddush Hashem. But here it's Batsina. So then the question is, well, how's a Jew any different? Why by a Jew is Avodah Zarah Batsina Yehar Gvayavor or not for a guy? So the answer is, like the Or Gadol said, that what's Lo Sechalelu? Lo sechalelu is when you have to die. When you have to die and not do the aver. So only a Jew has to die and not do avodah zarah. So memela, even bitsina, it's going to be a chilah Hashem. Whereas a guy doesn't have to die, and memela for him bitsina, it's not chilah Hashem. So what we did is that we define now, according to the Or Gadol, that the yesod of the din of lo sechalelu is, when is it a chilah Hashem? When one has to die and one abstains from doing so. And Mimela and the big three, since Bitsina, one has to die, we have Yafus that Bitsina, one has to die. Mimela, if one doesn't, it's a chilah Hashem. So we have that it's a chilah Hashem, even Bitsina, and the reason is because one has to die, and if one doesn't, that is the chilah Hashem. And it's also mukhrach from the fact that the Gimel Averus, Lahana Asam, but if it's Lahana Asam, the other Averus are not considered a Chil Hashem, if it's Bifar Hesia. So why is it a Chil Hashem by Gimel Averus, Lahana Asam? What's missing, the big three and the other Averus? Why is the big three Achil Hashem, Lahana Asam, for the Goy's pleasure, and not other Averis? The answer is very simple. That the moment you define that you have to die rather than do these three Averis, if one does them, then it's Achil Hashem. But since for the other Averis one doesn't have to die, if it's Lahana Asa Goy, Mel is no Achil Hashem. And also from B'nai Noach, that even on the tzad that B'nai Noach is Mitzvah Achil and Kiddush Hashem, nevertheless, Bitsin, how about Azar would be okay? Why for us is it not? The answer is because we have to die, Bitsin, and they don't. V'zem v'war mima shekotev ha-Rambam b'sefer ha-mitzvot, mitzvat ha-seitet. L'achrona היה לנו שיעור נפלא, ברוך השם, בסדרה שלנו בספר ha-mitzvot. אתה יכול לשמוע. שציוונו לקדש את שמו הרמב"ם כותב, ואין שם שכבר שנמסור עצמנו למיטה, we have to give ourselves over to die, to sanctify God's name. בזו יש מצוות קידוש השם מצווים בה בני ישראל בכלל. ואצל אלוהים מהתורה של עצמנו למוס ביד האנוס, בעבור אבוסו יזעאל. So, what's קידוש השם? Give ourselves over to die. We're all commanded in general. We have to let ourselves die. Permit ourselves for death in the hands of that person, for the sake of our love of God. Now the Rambam writes in Loisei Samach Gimel that we quoted earlier, that the Loisei of Chilah Hashem is Hefech Kiddush Hashem. Chilah Hashem is the Hefech of Kiddush Hashem. As a reza din miyuchad ali hariga, k'shev them son al-sho, b'mashiv war mitzvah to say din v'nikdashti. So the man of v'nikdashti says to die, and v'meil if one doesn't die, one is mechalas Hashem. V'nikdashti means one should die to sanctify God's name, and if one doesn't do so, we said that chil Hashem is the inverse, so if one doesn't do so, he's mechalas Hashem. Now, in mitzvah essay tests, we see that it's only before Hesia. It has to be Gabi Hanani, Mishal, Vazaria. Kiddush Hashem is only in public. So you can't say the Losa says the opposite of the Asay, because the Asay is only before Hesia. Yehar Velo Yavor. And that's if you go with the Diuk of the Lecha Mishnah and the Rambam and Halacha Dalit. The Or Gadol writes that Masur Akasav Lachachamim. And because of this, even though we see in the Gemara in Sanhedrin, Ein Dalet Amid Beis, Agzera Shavav Toch Toch, that we require 10. Eino B'chol Gavni. V'ayin Sham Pshitalei Mehaitayma Esei Gam B'gimel Averis B'tzina. V'evi Divrei Rambam Mitzvah Sei Tes. Lor Kal Shel Hedri Dvarashi Maimed Mufursim. B'tzorich Iyun. U'bal Kolchecha Kamo Shekatav Alechem Mishneh. ומה שכתב הרמב״ם שעל לא יססי, הוא כשהוא הפך האסי על עיקר העניין קוי, לא על הפרטים של בצינו פרהסיה. ושוב תמוע דמה ישנה בזה לדידן מלרבי ישמוע, אחרי שכנל מצזה עשי לסה גם לדידן בצינו, לא עשי לסה לרבי ישמוע. ומהכתי סידיה לדידן, וככושיאס הפרי חודש. So, the לא ססי cannot be the exact opposite of the essay. Because what's the assay? The assay is only in public. The Rambam says there has to be 10. So the Los Assay can't be the opposite of the assay. The assay is only before Hesia. Gambe Harg Val Yavor. And that's like the Diuk of the Lecha Mishnah and the Rambam and Halacha Dalet. That the assay is only if there's 10. And the Los Assay is even less than 10. Meaning the Chil Hashem. So if you look at the Or Gadol, the Or Gadol is broader. They have in the you have a computer on the website of Hebrew Books in the Rambam Hilchos Yesodei HaTorah 5:4. So there they have a whole slew of sources. And this Rambam, you just click them on. So if you go to the Or Gadol, the fourth, there are five of them. So if you go to the fourth one, there he has an in-depth discussion and talking about the Lecha Mishnah's Chiddush, where he's mechalek between Chil Hashem and Kiddush Hashem. That Kiddush Hashem is with 12, Chil Hashem is with 10, and Kiddush Hashem is with 10, before Hesia, and Chil Hashem is even less than 10. But he argues, and he holds that they're both with less than 10. And what about the Toch Toch that the Gemara learns? That we learn Gzei Rishav and Nikdashi B'Serich B'nei Yisrael. That Ibrahim Mitoch Ha'edarah 10:10 said there has to be 10. So he says, no, that's just an Asmachta. And Masr Nakasav L'Chachamim, sometimes 10 is required, sometimes 10 is not required. But in general, Kiddush and Chil Hashem can even be less than 10. And he doesn't buy that the Kiddiyuk of the Lecha Mishnah and the Rambam. The only problem is that the Rambam writes Mefurish in the Sefer HaMitzvos, which he references, which is Mam Shepele Gadol, that Kiddush Hashem is only with 10. So we have to say, like the Lecha Mishnah, that Kiddush Hashem Taka is with 10. That Kiddush Hashem is with 10. And it's not less than 10. Like the Or Gadol wants to say. The Or Gadol wants to say, as long as you have to die, it's a Kiddush and Chilul Hashem. But he says, no. Kiddush and Chilul Hashem. The Or Gadol wants to say Kiddush and Chilul Hashem, or even Bitsina. As long as you have to die, even Bitsina. But the Lechem Mishnah holds that there's a difference between Kiddush and Chilul Hashem. That Kiddush Hashem is with 10. And that you see in the Rambam, not only his diuk in the Rambam, which isn't necessarily muchrach, but you see that in the Rambam in the Sefer HaMitzvos, and Mitzvos say test. There has to be 10. And what about Chilul Hashem? Chilul Hashem, the Rambam says, is also when one dies and one has to be over on the big three and one isn't. He's over on Chilul Hashem. Even Bitsina. Even Bitsina. That's the Lechem Mishnah. But according to the Rambam, Kiddush Hashem is only with 10. Chilul Hashem is even less. Ah, and you see that again in the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvos, where he says Mefurish 10 by Kiddush Hashem. Ah, what about the fact that Chilul Hashem is the opposite of Kiddush Hashem? The Rambam tells us Chilul Hashem in Lo Se Samach Gimel, that Chilul Hashem is less than 10. Excuse me, Chilul Hashem is the opposite of Kiddush Hashem. So if Chilul Hashem is the opposite of Kiddush Hashem, then we require 10. So the answer is the Rambam means it's the opposite. Lo b'diyuk b'kol prat. Okay, not every detail. In general, it's the opposite. The opposite of sanctifying God's name is desecrating God's name. But when it comes to 10, in a chinami, it's not the opposite. Kiddush Hashem requires 10, and Chilul Hashem is even less than 10. Like the Lechem Mishnah says, not like the Or Gadol. So therefore, that the Rambam says, the Lois says, is hefecha aseh aligarinyan koi. He's referring to the primary essence of the matter. Lo ala poratim shel betzina b'for hesia. So now the question is, why is it different, l'didon, against Rabbi Yishmael? Because l'didon, there's no mitzvah seseh betzina, according to the Rambam. And according to Rabbi Yishmael, there's also no mitzvah seseh betzina. And the Lo Saseh, well, Rabbi Yishmael doesn't have the Lo Saseh. All Rabbi Yishmael has is the Vinikdashti. He doesn't have the Lo Saseh of Chilul Hashem when it comes to the three Averis. So why should we? And again, you see in the Gemara that that we learn that you're not allowed to be over, and that one has to die rather than be over in the three averus. You learn it from other sources, not from Chil and Kiddush Hashem, but from the Yehar Gvayavar. Is learned that Vadizar from the pasuk of Bechol Nafshach Shvichus Dam is far my chazis and Kila Rais Taki Shvichus Damim. So, Maishna Lididan with the Rabbi Yishmael. And again, according to Lididan, the mitzvah essay is Bechal not Betzina, just like Rabbi Yishmael, who also holds the mitzvah essay is only before Hesi, only with 10. And what that's the mitzvah essay. So there we're just like Rabbi Yishmael. And the Mitzvah Sloisa say, he holds that it's only before Hesia. Rabbi Yishmael holds that it's only before Hesia. So why should Rav Asid should be Betzina? Why should one be over in Chilul Hashem, even Betzina? And the fact that we have a source that you have to die, so that's again, that's not Chilul Hashem. That's B'chol Nafshach and Svar and Hekesh. So why then Is there a Chil Hashem even Bitsina? Lididan against Rabbi Yishma. Also, something very strange will come out, and that is that if one is over on other averos, lahana aso, there's no chil Hashem. The Rambam says the chil Hashem is kol over midaitos halachiyud, below ones al achas mikol mitzvah hamuras b'tora, b'sha'at nefesh lehachis harezim machal es Hashem. So it's a chil Hashem to be over lahachis. Stop. He's over on averos lahachis. Then it's a chil Hashem. But if he does it lahana aso, it's not a chil Hashem. And lechor, the same would apply to the gimel averos chamuras. That if he does that on his own lahachis, it's a chil Hashem. But if he does it lahana aso, it's not a chil Hashem. But if a goy forces him to do one of the big three averos and he does it ba'ines, then it is a chil Hashem. Could that be? That if he does it willingly for fun, it's cool. It's no chil Hashem. No chil Hashem. But if the goy forces him and puts a gun to his head, then it is a chil Hashem. Hayitochein. So we'd like to understand this inyan of chil Hashem b'tzina. And how you get chil Hashem, that it's chil Hashem b'tzina. And right, because that's the Rambam's Chiddush. It's not Mefurish like that in the Gemara. What we have in the Gemara is Yiharg Valyavur for the big three, and we have other Yalfusis, not that it's a Chil Hashem. And the Kiddush Hashem is a Mikdash Tibesoch B'nei Yisrael, not like the Orgal. The Orgal, the ones say it's only Nasmachta. And Masar Kasu L'Chacham, and they get to decide when you need 10 or not 10. But in Pashas, like we see in the Rambam, the Sefer HaMitzvah, Mitzvah Seites, that the Kiddush Hashem is with 10. So mechitays that chil Hashem is less. So mitzvah Hashem, and then this last tamia that if you do it willingly, then for fun, no chil Hashem. But if the guy puts a gun to your head and he does it, maze. As moray v'rabotai, yish lanu od k'tzat ba mador shel kushiyot. Ve'az be'ezrat Hashem, anachnu nagi ala. מהלך הדברים, אז אנא הישארו עמנו, ואני מודה לכם מאוד מאוד שהאזנתם. שלום, שלום, בלי נדר נמשיך.